This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, January 5th. Well, I wasn't planning on doing a podcast today, but then the Fed minutes came out, so I'm doing a podcast. And essentially what's happening is all your talking heads on TV are misinterpreting the Fed minutes. So let me explain to you what's going on. So at the December 14th, 15th, what they call Federal Open Market Committee meeting, that's the FOMC meeting, some Fed officials were shocked at the magnitude of inflation, okay? And they know they have to do something. So the minutes say, quote unquote, sooner or at a faster pace than participants had earlier anticipated. So basically this just means that the Fed is going to raise their short-term rates, but they already signaled they're not going to do that till they unwind the quantitative easing. That's what's kept bond prices down. Now, of course, this year we've had the 10-year Treasury yield rise approximately 20 basis points, 0.2%. So when the Fed is done unwinding their quantitative easing, then they were going to start to raise short-term rates. But they can't raise them too much because we have a $30 trillion deficit. And the interest on the debt at this time is bigger than our Defense Department budget. And if they raise rates a lot, the interest on the debt will collapse the economy. And they don't want to do that, okay? Now, what the Fed does is they print money plus inflation, okay? So let's just say inflation's running at 6%. They're going to print about 8% money. So right now, they're still flooding the markets with money, okay? Because we have inflation. And they're going to try to raise rates a bit, but they're never going to be able to raise rates enough to undermine the inflation that's already brewing. Now, the inflation is everywhere. I mean, we just had 3% of the workforce quit, according to the Labor Department. And we're getting record payroll numbers. We had ADP, strongest payroll number in 7 months, over 800,000 for private sector. We're going to have a Friday pay report. It's going to be very strong. And but some of that's being exaggerated by all the people that quit their old job, look for a new job. So, but we have inflation brewing. And the only way to succeed in an inflationary environment is to buy the companies that make us more productive. And a lot of those are your big NASDAQ tech companies that are part of the productivity miracle. Now, NASDAQ has been getting spanked for the last few days, and today it's getting spanked big time. And I just want to mention a couple things. First, right now we're having CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, and virtually everything that's being introduced at CES has more and more powerful chips in it. So the semiconductor sector is a screaming buy right now, and it's gotten spanked because it's part big part of NASDAQ. The other thing is I'm a little worried about NASDAQ because they added Lucid, and I want to just explain why that bothers me. Lucid makes a magnificent car, probably one of the best engineered electric vehicles out there, period. But when they went public with a SPAC, a special purchase acquisition company, they quickly became worth more than General Motors. So what happens is the venture capitalists behind Lucid cash out. The insiders of Lucid start to cash out. This happens with every IPO. In fact, you can look at all the IPOs last year, and after the big whoop-de-doo push, then they drop because the insiders and venture capitalists exit. For some strange reason, Lucid got added to the NASDAQ 100 early. It should, and they, in my opinion, they should add it maybe several months from now. But they added it almost right after the IPO. So that's making NASDAQ more volatile because it's a big component, okay? And you've already seen the volatility with Tesla, for example, okay? So what's happened is a lot of people play the QQQ, the NASDAQ 100. And, you know, if Lucid or Tesla makes it too volatile, then it's going to hurt the semis. And the stocks are going to have phenomenal earnings that I recommend. And I'm telling you right now, those stocks are all screaming buys, and they're all going to start announcing record earnings in the third week of January. So we're literally 1 week away from record earnings being announced. So right now, we've had a serious rotation in the market. Jim Cramer, I didn't see this offhand, but I got reports from it. Jim Cramer said that it's time to sell growth and buy value. I respectfully disagree with Mr. Cramer on that. It's going to be time to just buy anything that has really good earnings, because for the next, for three straight weeks, we're going to have wave after wave of earnings announcements. So I expect NASDAQ to firm up fast, okay, despite the Lucid drag, the Tesla volatility that makes NASDAQ volatile, but the semis are just very strong, very dominant, and will really help NASDAQ rebound. I expect the energy stocks that have good earnings to rebound. I've noticed that dividend growth stocks are remarkably stable right now. So I don't want you to worry about the gyrations. We just have to be patient and let the earnings come out. Wall Street loves to shake people out. They love to scare you, okay? And I'm just telling you, there's nothing wrong. Now, the Atlanta Fed did their fourth quarter GDP revision. They got us growing at 7.4%. They updated that yesterday. That's good. We got stunning payroll numbers. But I think the market is grossly overreacting to the Fed minutes. It's important to remind everybody the markets are a manic crowd, okay? Crowds react, they don't think. Those of us invest in the market should think. So if you're a thinking person, today's a phenomenal day to go bargain hunting, especially in things like semiconductors are going to have record earnings. And the semiconductor shortage is going to persist for some time. So those are my comments. I apologize for the volatility, but dividend growth stocks are zigging when the growth stocks zag. So I feel very, very good where we're at this moment. And if you have any cash to invest, the semiconductors are your best buy today. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. I'm going to be on Yahoo Finance tomorrow after 3:30 Eastern Time. So if you stream Yahoo Finance, you'll see me on in the last 30 minutes of the market. So that's it. I'll talk to you soon. It's Louis Navalier.